Let's talk some baseball, huh?
All right.
Here we are at the stadium, looking great. Opening day Saturday.
Saturday.
Will the stadium be ready?
Stadium will be ready. Will not be completed. Obviously, we had about 5 weeks of delays because of some of the legal issues and some of the things that I call politics being played. But we're about 5 weeks behind. But so it will not be completed. But it will be suitable for playing baseball. Everything, the important things, the restrooms, the concession area, the field, all those things will be completed. So we're very excited. Some of the details, maybe some of the lighting and some of those things won't be quite complete. But yes, we'll be ready.
Yeah, obviously you mentioned the controversy that we've been covering. I mean,
sure.
Ever since we've been here about the FEMA litigation, is there any update on that litigation itself?
Yeah, we're working to resolve it. All the important parts of it that have to do with the, for example, our field surface was submitted in January. It took a long time before they finally approved it, but they approved our original plans for turf, the permeable sidewalks. Some of these things we had given them back in January, and they just seem to take a long, long time before they approve them, but they've been approved. And so we have a few outstanding issues, but nothing that will prohibit baseball being played.
In terms of the first game on Saturday, what are some of the things that people are just gonna have to wait a little bit longer for?
We're gonna bring in some porta-johns, things like that. So one of the restrooms won't be completed. One of the concession areas, we're gonna use a temporary trailer type of on the left field side. So there's just a few things like that. The gift shop and office area will not be completed, but nothing that really will have anything to do with the fans and the seats and those things.
Mm-hmm. How about the league that actually plays? Let's talk a little bit about
sure.
the team. What do you know about that? This league?
It's a very prominent league. The Prospect League has three teams in Ohio, three teams in Illinois, three teams here in Indiana, Kokomo, Terre Haute, and Richmond, a team in Missouri, West Virginia, Pennsylvania, and one in Jamestown, New York. It's a collegiate wooden bat, so all the players must be eligible for college baseball. I'm very proud. Kokomo has two players right now in the major leagues. One of them came out of this league, played in Quincy, Illinois, one of our Western Division rivals now, and he's in his 10th year playing professional in major leagues. He's playing with the Houston Astros, Joe Thatcher. So, but this is a league that he started in. So it's a lot of big leaguers make it come out of this league.
How are ticket sales?
As far as I know opening day there are still lawn seats available and a few scattered in the seating area, but I know it seats about 2,500 fixed seats and somewhere between 1,200 and 1,500 lawn and general admission seats. So I think they're getting close to being sold out, at least for the seats, and there still may be some lawn seats available as well.
So we've been talking a lot about getting the stadium ready, but what about now that the stadium is almost ready? I mean, opening day is practically here. Now what does the city have to do to maintain the park to make sure it's not becoming a money pit?
Sure, sure. Well, here the stadium itself, when we build it for to make improvements on our 60-year-old. We have a nice facility in Highland Park, CFD Stadium, but it needed a lot of upgrades. It had not really been upgraded in 30 years, so we had a few options of either upgrading it significantly or building a new stadium. And so when we designed, we had a Blue Ribbon Citizens Committee that made some recommendations, and they thought it was best it would be more frugal to really just build a brand new stadium than trying to retrofit the old one. And it was designed originally for high school baseball, and with the hopes of that, we have an IU campus here that have really expanded their athletic options in the last few years, and we thought we should make this eligible for collegiate baseball as well. And that's what the original design plan was for. Then when this was announced, we started getting contacts from some of these leagues, some of them unaffiliated professional leagues, a couple different collegiate leagues that were interested in expanding and putting a team here in Kokomo. So we went with the Prospect League. And that's kind of how this all came about.
So how does
So when we went with this team, they leased the stadium from Kokomo, and they pay us a minimum of $25,000 a year based on ticket sales. They could actually pay the city well over $100,000 a year. They pay all the utilities. They pay the sewage, the trash removal, the lighting. And the high school area high school teams get to use the facility for free, and get their own ticket revenue from the gates. So actually, they pay the city to use the facility, and they do the mowing and picking up trash and maintaining the parking lots and everything. So there are no ongoing expenses for city taxpayers.
Just to branch out a little bit, we've been talking about the stadium right here, but then this kind of. I'm assuming you're working or thinking about how this affects the city and the economy downtown.
Right. They just released a study, a report a couple weeks ago on the 20 best minor league ballparks in the country. They all had one common thread. They were all downtown. And Indianapolis's Victory Field made that list, and so did Fort Wayne Stadium. But as when you look at the design, we also have made this where you can play women's softball. Where you can move the bases and set it up for women's softball. And it's also suitable for you can play regulation soccer on this as well. So we think it can become a multi-purpose facility, as well as host concerts, paid concerts, and different types of community events.
Well, summertime is here, and I noticed on my way in today there's some road work. I assume, is this a time too where some city projects become full gear?
We have a lot of, we're like a lot of other cities, you're going to have some barrels out there, some barricades, and some inconveniences to make some major upgrades and repairs. But yeah, it's construction season, and we've got quite a few projects, especially on the south end of town. We're doing a couple of major ones on Lincoln Road and on LaFountain Street.
Anything anyone should kind of watch out for or stay away from?
Nothing that they have to completely avoid, but just be very cautious.
Well, the legislative session is over since we've last talked. Many items, including the final version of the state budget, but the governor was really touting that regional cities initiative that encourages, for those that don't know, the cities and towns that work together, develop a plan to revitalize the region, but it's funded by a tax amnesty. They really haven't come up with the cities that would participate in that yet. But Kokomo has been mentioned.
We have been, and we're working with some of the area cities. We've had a couple meetings with in the surrounding counties and the mayors from the cities in the surrounding area about what we believe would be the right geographic area to consider this region. So we think it's a good idea. To be honest, the Indiana legislature has not. They have not done very many things in the last 5 to 10 years to really support their cities. So we think this is a step in the right direction. Maybe not and hopefully it's just the beginning process of reinvesting in our, we've got 12, 15 metropolitan areas in the state, and I think we need to make sure that those are a priority.
I was speaking with Mayor Cruzan from Bloomington last week, and by the way, he's looking forward to your next visit to Bloomington.
Okay.
He knows you stop by a lot.
I do. I do make it down there probably about 3 or 4 times a year. So.
But I was reading where a lot of the economic development is coming from building infrastructure that makes cities a good place to live, rather than really trying to go out and say,
right.
Come move your business here.
I feel like
that's the same thing.
That is. It's the right mindset. You need, you try to make your city a place where people will want to call it home, and it's the basics. It's low crime, good schools, safe communities, nice amenities, nice cultural experiences, all those things that we're trying to redesign our roads to make them a little more walkable and pedestrian friendly, and that's a work in progress, but it's a pretty simple formula. Implementing it can sometimes be difficult, but it's a pretty simple concept. And I always tell people that if I have the choice of bringing 200 new jobs to Kokomo that pay $65,000 a year, or bringing 200 new residents to Kokomo who are employed outside here, but they make $65,000. Bring me the residents, and not that we don't want jobs, but we want the economy to be driven by those people with their paychecks.
Last question. After everything you've been through and still, how does it feel to look around and see grass on the field?
I love it. I love it. I feel like a lot of it was unnecessary. I thought a lot of it was, could have been handled in a better way and could have been more of working together. But our city council, both the Republicans and Democrats, they were stayed strong through the whole process, as did our citizens baseball committee. So there were a lot of people in the community that, I think they knew the end game and that, that this was the best thing for the community.
Is this your first time up here?
No, I was up here a couple weeks ago. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty nice.
It's looking good.
Yeah, it's coming together.
Thank you very much.
My pleasure.